here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again to the bunker here on Cheese Please, where we bring you wacky, warped, and weird music and a few shenanigans just for the heck of it, because most people don't believe we're living in a bunker.
True enough.
I can honestly say we are. As a matter of fact, the other day I was actually cleaning with some cleaning supplies that someone left it, and I found this, it put the bug in my ear that, you know, I should go online and figure out what is stronger than dirt.
Nothing is stronger than dirt.
Oh, yes, there is. There is something stronger than dirt, Daffodil. Back in the 1960s, there was a cleaner that we can't say because, you know, the whole... we'll be accused of being promoting this thing. But the whole thing was, it was stronger than dirt, apparently, and it had a nice jingle and...
people really liked the jingle.
Yeah, so much that they record songs of it. Different versions of it.
So, that's exactly correct, people. Not only is this not my birthday show, because this should be my birthday show. It is my birthday, and we are not playing my birthday music this year because Narf Dude lost it.
Oh.
In moving out of the van, he lost all of my favorite songs. All of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of them.
Anyway, we're going to play some Stronger Than Dirt songs. On top of that, we have a celebrity slip-up by Mia Farrow. You know, like Mia Farrow connected with Woody Allen or... yeah, Woody Allen. That was a director guy, right?
Yes.
Okay. That guy, she has something a little creepy a little later on in the celebrity slip-up. But we're starting off with Rudy Bowen and his band. We got Accordion Joe coming up shortly. But we're starting off with a classic song, his version of... Mac the Knife, right here on...
it's Cheese Please, and it's Daffodil's birthday.
Ugh.
It was cheese.
please. Cheese, please. No, cheese.
Cheese, please. Cheese rolls.
Cheese rolls.
Cheese, 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 please, please. Cheese, 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 please.
Cheese, please.
With Accordion Joe and
with Rudy Bon and his band playing Accordion Joe.
Thank you. And before that, we had Mac the Knife and Rudy Bon and his band. On the show this week, my name is Starftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please.
And apparently it's a big deal for Daffodil anyway.
We're not playing my songs.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad.
I looked. You remember, it was...
I know you looked. I'm not mad at you.
It was such a very quick thing when we moved here to the bunker because, well, you know, we didn't want to spend another winter in the van, and it was a little cold last year, and this opportunity came up pretty quick. And
I know.
I must have left a box behind. I really don't remember.
But you promise you'll call Billy Bob and have him send it, because some of those songs are songs that we play. I mean, we're not playing the Modest Lads this week like we always do. We're not playing any of my favorite songs.
I'm sorry, and I apologize to Wayne out there. I'll have to find the Modest Lads CD again and a couple other things, but I guess I put it in a box in the van somewhere, and we were just like whisked off away, and next thing I know, Billy Bob's sort of driving away in the van.
It might be in one of those rooms, because I'm still finding our stuff in strange rooms.
Well, we had to take off, so someone else brought our stuff, and that could be. So, I mean, keep looking. I know there's a couple locked doors. We got to call somebody to open them. I don't know.
I'm going to start getting my lock picks out, and I'm going to pick my way into some of these doors.
Okay. On the show this week, we have Stronger. Oh, echo. Stronger than Dirt Songs.
That was interesting. All right, what are we playing first?
We're playing Stronger Than Dirt, the song by Glenn Barber, the country version coming up first. But we're starting off with Ajax and the Cleansers.
This is the very first one.
Yes, this is the original melody that was part of the campaign back in the 1960s. So this will give you an idea of what actually everyone heard. But it's right here now on
Cheese Please.
My love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Boom, 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 boom.
Stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. You said your love for me is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. I know I feel no pains, 'cause your love is stronger than stains, stronger than stains. And whisk away all your tears, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. My love for you is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt. I know I'll never get hurt, 'cause my love is stronger than dirt, stronger than dirt.
Say, who is the knight in armor on the white horse?
We don't know.
We're not really complete idiots all the time. It's just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
Around with each other while we were tied to another. It took a long time to set our love free. They'll say that two cheating hearts will end up so far apart. Gossip's already buzzing like bees. We never said we were right. We slipped out on those nights. We knew that someone was sure bound to know. Our love is stronger than dirt. Our love is stronger than dirt. It can't be hurt by the dirt that they'll throw. It might have been the soft music. It's a good excuse, so let's just use it. Or we can say it was just meant to be. We know it's wrong what we're doing. We know the talk that's been brewing. We'll have to live with this gossip, you see. We'll both be paying and paying for all the things they'll be saying. We talk it over, and this we both know.
With Glenn Barber mixing it up there, Stronger in Dirt, the country version. And before that, the original melody, Ajax and the Cleansers, Stronger than Dirt. My love is stronger than stains, Daffodil. There's a pickup line if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah,
just,
that's pretty...
Ew.
That's pretty much it. We've got Stronger than Dirt, Jay and the Techniques, a soul version coming up, and we're starting up with the surf mix of Stronger than Dirt on...
Cheese, Please.
We'll be right back. Cheese, please. The staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese, please.
I was hanging on a corner with the fellas just for watching all the pretty girls go by. Wasn't spending time with the woman that I oughta, even though she was the apple of my eye. And then from clear across town I heard a clattering sound as I saw this white knight coming at me. As he rode on his horse and said, "Now hey there, boy, you're the kind I came to see. That's my girl, my love." Dime. I ain't no tin can stop, kind of Cupid on a horse, that's my stick. And there I stood, trembling at the white knight, as he said, "I'll give you one more chance. If you don't make up with the woman you love, I'm gonna zap you with my lance." That's when he said, "Yeah, girl, I'm a baby."
With Jay and the Techniques and their version of Stronger Than Dirt. And before that, we had the surf music that really wanted to make me hang 10 on a California beach. I tell ya. And Stronger Than Dirt. And Daffodil, I heard those two of the four songs there mention a white knight and on a horse.
Yes, that was in the original commercial.
That was?
Yes.
Oh, I'll have to hit YouTube. That
you
makes
will. There is a white knight on the horse in the original commercial.
Oh, okay. And I'm excited now. I never really paid much attention to other than the Stronger Than Dirt thing. But, you know, I want to get on and see what I can find on YouTube now that we have this nice big screen TV that we can actually watch stuff with.
Yeah, I don't know who's paying for the cable, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Do we have Netflix?
You shouldn't be saying brand names on the air.
Oh, well,
three lashes for you.
Oh, I'm in trouble now.
You just are.
Like I can't say the name of that Ajax cleanser. Oh, sorry.
You are just asking for trouble. Okay, fine. Just do the next thing.
Okay. You don't want to play one of your birthday songs?
We don't have any of my birthday songs.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
So don't bring it up.
I got you back. Here we go.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
Okay, that wasn't nice.
That was mean.
Okay.
So now you're going to be mean, and now you're going to play a creepy song.
Yes, Be a Pharaoh. It's kind of creepy because the movie was kind of creepy, wasn't it?
The movie is extremely creepy.
I've never seen it. I just heard this, and it's like, this is like psycho weird.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we're playing the lullaby from Rosemary's Baby on...
Cheese, Please!
La, 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 la.
With Mia Farrow, and they really spent a lot of money coming up with lyrics for that one. And the lullaby from Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
Yes.
It's a film from 1968. Directed by Roman Polanski.
Ooh. Very
based
scary.
Based on a novel written by Ira Levin.
Ah, okay.
And it chronicles the story of a pregnant woman who suspects that an evil cult wants to take her baby to use in their dark satanic rituals.
Ooh, very scary.
It actually was a very, very, very creepy movie.
I should have saved that for Halloween, I think. I don't know. I mean...
That really is a Halloween-y type song.
I know, but the whole thing, Mia Farrow being an actress and all, is like all she did, la, 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 la. You know, it's just kind of weird, you know? I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry I mentioned that whole birthday thing.
Yeah, there's like, this is a creepy movie. First you pick on me because it's my birthday, and then you play me a creepy movie song. I am not happy today. Happy today at all.
Well, what can I do to make it up to you?
Well, if we were in the van, it would be time to open the glove compartment, but there's no glove compartment because we're not in the van.
No. We're kind of still working on this whole thing as to what we're going to play for a sound of sorts.
Where we're going to find our vans, our glove compartment songs.
You forgot. This is your birthday and all. You should solicit for greetings.
Yes. Please send me greetings.
There you go. That'll cheer you up.
Email daffodil@cheeseplease.com. CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
If you're in Canada, it's CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Yes. Daffodil at.
Oh, yes. Sure. Anyway, you know, it's just... There, you had to do that. I want to wish you on the air a happy birthday, Daffodil.
I think you should sing.
Sing?
Yes. Okay. Sing. Sing quickly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daffodil. How many years?
Too many to count.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's good.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes, we have no sound effects, so what are we playing?
We do. We have... Drum roll, please! Well, we had to have something.
Okay, fine. What are we playing?
We've got Dave Bartholomew and Monkey ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week. We will have different types of shenanigans.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, now listen you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruin her life, yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do: go out at night and get on a stew. I use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.